Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So almost 50 years ago, Roe versus Wade guaranteed people the freedom to make their own decisions about their bodies. This was a landmark decision that had immeasurable impact on women and individuals, members of the trans community all across this country. In the 50 years since, there have been countless attempts to undermine and to overturn this right. And we have seen conservative states, state after state, basically enact and systematically chip away at those rights. We've seen states where they seek to criminalize abortion. We have seen states where they seek to deputize and incentivize bounty hunters to report individuals who have had abortions or those professionals who assist them. We have seen bans with no exception for rape and or incest. And we know that that these laws will impact low and people and people of color all across this country. Every person in this nation should have the freedom to control their own body and their own health care. And this fundamental right is implicit in our Constitution, and that right should not be abridged and or denied. And we are taking action today to make sure that that remains true here in New York, both for New Yorkers and for people living in states that are poised to ban abortions. We're here today to announce new legislation to protect and expand access to abortion. This new bill, sponsored by State Senator Cordell Clear and Assemblymember Jessica Gonzalez-Rojas, will create a dedicated state program that will give financial resources to abortion providers in our state. Again, give financial resources to abortion providers in our state. And these funds will help New Yorkers who need financial support to seek abortions. And it will also provide and support the influx of individuals who have and will continue to come to New York from other states to seek abortions. Because if Roe is overturned, 26 states will ban and or are likely to ban abortion. And 58% of women of reproductive age, or about 40 million women, live in those states. And a significant number of members of the LGBTQ community as well live in those states. And over the past few years, as states have rolled back this right and made it harder to get an abortion, New York has already experienced an uptick in people coming to our state to get an abortion. According to the CDC, in 2019, almost 9% of abortions performed in New York were for people from other states. That amounts to about 7,000 individuals. And New York, as you know, is one of the states which has the highest number of individuals coming to it to get abortions. According to the Guttmacher Institute, that number could grow to more than 32,000 individuals, or perhaps even more. And that's just for people traveling to New York from Ohio and Pennsylvania, where they have restrictive laws and, in some cases, lack of access to abortion providers. And these funds will help individuals without insurance and or individuals who are struggling to make ends meet. As elected officials, we have a responsibility to act and to fight back. But we are lucky to live in New York, where the basic right is enshrined into law and where the people in power actually care about the health and well-being of the people that we serve and those who live outside of the state of New York who require access to an abortion. Because for many of us, this is personal. And it's important to understand that, as Dr. King once said, that as long as one of us lacks the right to protect our own bodies, none of us is free. And today that reality is truer than ever before. And that is why we are pushing the boundary and stepping up to protect our freedoms, but also our lives. And on days like today, it's so important to remember that Americans believe in the right to abortions. Most Americans believe in the right to abortion. And we are everywhere in blue parts of the map and also in red ones. And we will continue to act to ensure that every New Yorker and those beyond the lines of our state have access to this critical and absolutely this life-saving and critical right. And that under the Equal Protection Clause of the United States Constitution, that we will not be treated like second-class citizens. Because the reality of the situation is that bans will not stop abortions. Bans will not stop abortions. Bans will only stop safe abortions. And that is why we are here today to provide access to safe abortions. And now it's my honor and privilege to invite the Senate sponsor of this legislation up, State Senator Cordell Clear, to deliver some remarks.
Thank you so much, Attorney General James. Healthcare is a human right, and abortion is a fundamental and essential aspect of women's healthcare, plain and simple. Any rollback or constraint of any health care right is fundamentally unjust, and we know it will have particular harm on women of color, those of modest means, and those already suffering disparities under our current system. We cannot and we will not let it stand. I am proud to sponsor new legislation introduced last week, A1148S9078, Clear, and Gonzalez-Rojas, called the Reproductive Freedom and Inequity Program. This legislation will ensure that in New York, we not only protect, but also fully fund and support all aspects of women's health care, including comprehensive abortion services. We will not be subject to the arbitrary whims of a politicized Supreme Court, nor can we fund healthcare services via private fundraising. To do so is an effrontery to the principles of equity, fairness, and good government. The Supreme Court will not take New York, New Yorkers, and anyone who enters our borders seeking refuge, comfort, and empathy back to the Stone Ages with tortured opinions that put women's lives at risk. New York will lead the way, and we will redesign our system to align with the values, rights, and priorities, the health of women. It's our bodies, and it's our choice.
And now I'd like to introduce Assembly Member Jessica Gonzalez-Rojas, who sponsored the legislation in the Assembly.
Thank you, Attorney General. Thank you all for being here. I've spent my career fighting for reproductive justice. I served 13 years as the executive director of the National Latina Institute for Reproductive Justice. And what's fundamental is that the ability to determine if, when, and how to create the family you wish to create, and then to be able to raise that family with dignity, is crucial in the pursuit for reproductive justice. It is about health, it is about dignity, and it is about justice. And I have been fighting to address all the conditions that have continued to impact the ability for someone to make that decision. And even as the legal right for Roe has been in existence, the ability to access that right was often out of reach for so many people, including immigrants and trans people and low-income folks and folks on Medicaid. However, we're now facing an even darker reality. The access to Roe may fall before us in June, as the leak memo has presented. So it is up to New York, a state that is rooted in the ability for folks to determine if, when, and how to create their families, and to stand proudly by that ability to make those decisions for themselves. I'm so proud to be the sponsor in the Assembly alongside Senator Clear of the Reproductive Freedom and Equity Fund. This fund will direct money, $50 million, to the Department of Health in order to offer grants to abortion providers and nonprofits that assist people in accessing the abortion care that they need. And that means everything from allowing providers to get training and education and bringing more staff and security, as well as ensuring uncompensated care is being reached so that people who don't have insurance, don't have access to insurance, can get this care. And it also provides resources for folks to get here, travel, childcare. Most people who have abortions are already parents, and doula care as well. So this is a critical piece of legislation. There may be tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people that are going to turn to New York for access to abortion care. And we have to be ready and willing and able to welcome everybody with compassion, with dignity, and with quality abortion care. So that's what our legislation will do. And something I want to remind everybody, my friend Renee Bracy Sherman always says that whether you know it or not, everyone loves someone who's had an abortion. So New York needs to stand with our loved ones and fight to protect that right and access to that right while the Supreme Court has failed us. So thank you so much for being here.
I'm proud of these two sponsors. And throughout the weekend, as I rallied in Long Island and in the city of New York, I was surprised by the number of senior citizens, individuals who were proud Catholics, who whispered in my ear, I too had an abortion. I've been dealing with reproductive rights for a long time, and the next speaker, she and I go way back to the days in my days in the city council, and I think even before that when I worked in the state legislature. And we've been fighting and dealing with reproductive rights for a long time. And as someone said to me over the weekend, I can't believe that we're still dealing with this. Now it's my honor and my privilege to introduce the president of the National Institute for Reproductive Health, Andrea Miller.
Thank you so much, Attorney General James. I am so proud to be here today as president of the National Institute for Reproductive Health and the NIRH Action Fund. We're an advocacy organization that fights for just and equitable access to reproductive health care, including abortion, at the state and local level, here in New York, and all across the country. I want to thank the Attorney General for bringing us all together, and of course, Senator Clear and Assemblymember Gonzalez Rojas for being sponsors of this legislation. Last week's news confirmed what we have known for a long time. A majority of the justices of the Supreme Court are chomping at the bit to overturn Roe versus Wade. Appointed expressly for that purpose, we have zealots that are willing to place anti-abortion idolatry and ideological fervor over the health, well-being, and bodily autonomy of millions of people across this country. If the Supreme Court overturns Roe, as you have heard this morning, we know what will happen. Nearly half of the states will ban abortion or otherwise push it almost entirely out of reach. They will do so despite the views and the needs of their residents, the majority of whom in every state support legal access to abortion care. They will do so regardless of the tremendous harm that it will do to the health, well-being, families, and futures of hundreds of thousands of people who need abortion care every year. And they will do so throwing out decades of precedent and turning a blind eye to the harsh consequences, which will likely stretch far beyond the issue of abortion. Make no mistake, Justice Alito's callous and draconian draft opinion is a call to action. And this morning, New York is answering that call, as we have time and again, even before the days of Roe v. Wade. I'm so grateful to be here today because together with the Attorney General, the Senator, the Assembly Member, members of the City Council, and other allies, we are clear that we are going to not only protect access to abortion care, but we're going to make it more accessible, more affordable, more possible for anyone who needs an abortion, whether you are a New Yorker or you are someone who has to come to New York for that support and care. The New York Freedom and Equity Fund will build on the New York Reproductive Health Act that together we all passed in 2019 to protect abortion rights, and it will create a real pathway to abortion at a time when we need it the most. It will cover medical, travel, and other costs for people seeking abortion care. It will ensure that a person's income and zip code do not have to be the insurmountable barriers to accessing this critical service. And it will also ensure that our incredibly courageous and brave healthcare providers who provide abortions to those who seek them have the sufficient capacity, resources, and infrastructure to accept all patients. Because we know Banning abortion, making it illegal, doesn't take away the need for abortion. It just makes it much, 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 much harder to get one. No one should have to travel hundreds, if not thousands of miles to get an abortion. But if they do, they need to know that New York is here for them. At the National Institute for Reproductive Health, we are proud that we have partnered with advocates in Oregon to be the first state to pass a multi-million dollar fund like this. And now New York has the opportunity to be a leader that it's always been and to become the second state to help people across the country and here in New York. This moment demands that we act, and we are doing so now. And I'm so grateful to the leadership in this state. Thank you.
And finally, our last speaker is Dr. Jessica Atrio, the legislative chair of the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists and an OBGYN physician herself to speak. Dr. Atrio.
Thank you and good morning.
Morning.
I'm an obstetrician gynecologist and the legislative chair of the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. I work every day to support health and well-being, and I consider it a deep privilege to personally provide abortion care. I have compassionate and patient-centered approaches, and I'm available to our most complex patients. In my daily work, I see the way abortion improves the lives of all the pregnant patients I take care of if they choose to pursue that path. It's essential healthcare that empowers my patients to chart their own life course. Abortion is the right decision for many pregnant persons faced with challenges, including a desperately wanted pregnancy that has a profoundly poor prognosis or is incompatible with life, a person with severe cardiac conditions who may be weighing their own morbid prognosis in the face of a pregnancy, which they also desperately wanted, or a mother who's currently parenting and navigating severe and profound financial hardship. All abortions are medically indicated and necessary. My work and the work of my clinical community will strive to make sure that every complex and high-risk abortion receives the superlative medical attention that they deserve. I'm so proud to stand with our New York elected officials today to uplift this proactive legislature, which will help us to ensure that New York stands as a bright light for abortion care access, equity, and human rights. The Reproductive Freedom Act and its legislation will grant financial support for the staff, services, facilities, infrastructure that has made abortion access, even to our New Yorkers at times, a very difficult challenge and will be an even larger challenge from persons coming from hostile states. It will ensure that New York will continue to have access and will protect the needs of those coming to our borders. Thank you again to the New York State elected officials for their sincere commitment to break down barriers to abortion access and to stand as a leader in this difficult time. Abortion is healthcare. Access to abortion is essential. ACOG stands ready to be a partner in this action.
Thank you, Doctor. I apologize. The sponsors of the legislation had to leave to catch the Amtrak train. As you know, the legislative session begins this afternoon. I want to thank the members of the City Council who have joined us, and I specifically, and who were responsible for organizing the rally at Foley Square last week. And I specifically want to shout out my council member Crystal Hudson, who was one of the main organizers. Questions on topic? So the The legislation establishes a fund that the Department of Health will oversee to provide funding to abortion providers. This will not go to individuals, but actually to abortion providers and nonprofit organizations aimed at facilitating access to abortion care. The funding would specifically go to increase access to care because abortion is health care, and the fund and it will also fund uncompensated care and to address the support needs of individuals accessing abortion care. Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah. About your abortion.
Yes.
Run through me, if you could, I guess in your mind as you're doing it, is something that you were thinking about what you went through, and you know you want to make sure these girls have access, but it's something that's personal.
As was mentioned earlier, everyone knows someone who has gone through or experienced abortion. I think less about myself. I think about the young girls who came to my office when I was a member of the City Council, girls who unfortunately were in need of healthcare, reproductive care, and one girl in particular who was needed an abortion. And I assisted them, recommended that they go to Planned Parenthood. These were individuals with limited means, and I will continue to do that. And that's why it's really critically important that we support young ladies, not only here in New York, but all across this country, particularly at a time when we recognize and we understand that a ban will not stop abortion. A ban will only stop safe abortions, and we're here to provide safe abortions. We don't want to go backwards. Yes, ma'am.
In anticipation that the Supreme Court decision will definitely go down the way it was drafted, or there's no room for hope that it may not come out that way?
So we want to be prepared. To be forewarned is to be forearmed, or the other way around. It's important that we protect the individual right to choose, that we stand up for abortion, that we stand up for health care in the state of New York, that we provide access to individuals outside the state of New York, and we protect that right, and that it be ingrained in our Constitution, embedded in our Constitution. And that's why I came out over the weekend in support of a constitutional amendment. The governor has supports such an effort, and I joined with her in supporting a constitutional amendment to protect the right to privacy, which is implicit in our Constitution. Yeah, the providers who will receive the funds from the Department of Health, again, will be responsible for outreach and education. It will be part of the program. Yes, sir. I'm sorry, sir. Let me go her and then you'll second. Yeah. Well, again, we believe that abortion is health care, and so the appropriate agency would be the Department of Health. We don't have a specific figure for you, but again, it will be determined by the members of the legislature. Yes, sir. New York State provides a wide range of services to individuals currently under the law. We provide health care for individuals who unfortunately do not have insurance, for other health care costs. And again, we think it's a basic right and basic freedom. And it's really critically important that, again, we provide access to safe abortions in the state of New York. We do provide funds for a wide range of services to individuals who live outside of the state of New York. And we're going to continue to do this. New York, obviously, is a compassionate state, a state that cares about others, and a state that recognizes that if one individual is not free, then all of us are not free. Let me just ask her, and then I'll come back to you. So I'm confident that there are also the majority of attorney generals in this nation are Democratic attorney generals who support the right to abortion and who support privacy and who recognize that it is implicit in our Constitution and who recognize that the Equal Protection Clause in our Constitution should apply to everyone and that if one person is not free, then none of us are free. And so I am confident that the attorney generals who subscribe to the same values that I hold will also stand up and defend the right to choose. And not at this point in time. We're waiting for the decision to come down. As you know, it was a draft decision. In the event that the decision does overturn Roe versus Wade, I'm confident that the attorney generals all across this nation who believe in the right to choose will join with me in defending our rights, not only in New York, but in other states across this nation. Sure.
Is it your belief that the federal government has the authority to ban abortion?
So if Roe versus Wade is overturned, it will in fact return to the states. And as you know, there are trigger laws currently in place that will result in a complete ban in some states. At this point in time, I think it's really critically important that individuals, including the majority leader, minority leader McConnell, understand that the vast majority of Americans believe in the right to choose, believe in abortion, believe in safe abortions, and that we do not want to go backwards. So we're still looking at that issue, but at this point in time, our focus is really on the United States Supreme Court and their efforts to overturn Roe versus Wade. You know, you raise an excellent point. You know, the right to privacy, which is implicit in our Constitution, applies to the right to marriage. It applies to interracial marriage. It applies to contraception. It applies to the rights of the LGBTQ community. It applies to the desegregation of our schools. So I don't know how you can separate abortion from all of these other rights, which were implicit in our Constitution. And that's why it's critically important that this is a slippery slope. And I will do everything in my power to ensure that the rights of New Yorkers are protected. Ma'am? So let me just say that if you look at the number of adoptions across our country, you will see that for children of color, they spend more time in adoption centers, a significantly longer amount of time. And I also would go on to say that if individuals are truly concerned about children, that what they should do is expand the child care tax credit. What they should do is expand universal school lunch. What they should do is provide more funding for education and child care and daycare and prenatal care. And the list goes on and on if you truly care about children.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.